A war veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher. If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Lisa Dunn. Glad to see you online with us this morning. Great broadcast yesterday. If anybody missed our broadcast with Lisa yesterday, Lisa shared some great information on wire fraud and technology fraud within the real estate environment. Really affects a lot of other environments too. It's not just real estate, so some great information. If you missed it, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. It's there already running, so you can grab that replay. Not now, not during today's broadcast, but after the broadcast. Go over there, take a look at it. Some really, really great stuff. Yeah, you should have come in. We could have done 2 days in a row. You and I have more than enough content, Lisa, that we could probably do a lot more than 2 days in a row and still have a lot of good stuff to share with people. Moving right along, what are we celebrating today? I always love to start our day off with a nice little celebration. Today is no different than any other day where we get to celebrate life on Ron Siegel Radio. National Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Yeah, I don't know about that one. National Dollar Day. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Happiness Happens Day. Yeah, okay, we could live with that. I think, though, the one that we really need to go with would be something proving that I have beaten anorexia. National Frozen Custard, like Frozen Custard Day. I guess I could say it there. Timing's not too good this morning, is it? Moving right along, Dow Jones Industrial Average look like we're peaking again, 52 points up. Oil, 7 cents a barrel up. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up. Boy, everything's up this morning. 10-year Treasury, the yield on that is at 2.285. It's up almost 3 basis points there. The Japan 10-year, if you put your money into a Japanese 10-year bond, your interest there is going to be 0.068 on an annual basis. Yeah, not too good there. Michael Kors came out with some good earnings. Those of you that are shoppers, you'll recognize Michael Kors. Yeah, they just bought Jimmy Choo. I don't know what the – I guess it's a fancy shoe. And to me, I don't know. I'm not a shoe guy, but Jimmy Choo, I guess he's a fancy, expensive shoe. I don't do expensive shoes. Cheap. Now, they're going to all get me the same place, same time, so why would I bother with the $3,000 for a pair of shoes? I can't justify it. Speaking about justifying it, Anthem Blue Cross saying that they can't justify doing business in the state of Nevada any longer. Ow! Yep, they're saying that the Unaffordable Care Act is just too unaffordable. No longer going to offer plans in 3 counties in which it was planning to participate next year. Going to dropping out of some of Georgia as well. So Clark County, Washoe County, Nye counties will not leave additional Nevadans without an option on the Obamacare exchange for 2018. The earlier exits have left those 14 counties with no options on the Obamacare marketplace.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to figure this one out big time because there's a lot of these states. You know, you can't force these companies to continue losing money the way they've been losing money. That's just the way you can't. Don't call them Venezuela. It's not the way it's going to be. But I know there's those people that say, you know, something single payer is the way to go. The question is going to be, who's going to be the single provider, being that nobody wants to work just for the government money? Who's going to be the one out there innovating? That's the big issue. Well, we'll see what happens. Why is it that all of these socialized countries or these countries that have single payer, their citizens, when they really need something, they come to the U.S. and they pay the piper, but they come to the U.S. to get the top-notch service. Yet we want to try and emulate them. Can somebody help me understand that? It's just
this is ridiculous.
Bit ridiculous in my opinion, but we'll continue. Do you see this? The number of Americans receiving benefits from the Supplement National Assistance Program, we call it food stamps or SNAP, is the common name. Number of people it's diminishing. The numbers are finally starting to go down since the first of the year, and I know we're going to have some of these folks that are going to tell me, I get it all the time, that it's programs that President Obama started that were benefiting under President Trump. Yeah, right.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So that's not the issue at all. As of July 7th, 42.6 million Americans were receiving SNAP benefits during the current fiscal year, down from 44.2 million. The quick math is that about 1.6 million person drop. Yet during the Obama years, the numbers continued to go up. What is causing this? Well, apparently, some of the illegals are not wanting to go and get their food stamps. There are some counties and states that are now saying you have to qualify for food stamps. Now, I'm a big believer that we need to have safety nets. You got to have it. There's people out there that need the assistance. But the other side of this is really simple. There are those people out there that are just gaming the system, that their idea of work, if I don't get a $100,000 a year job, I'll just stay home and take government benefits, government handouts. It's not the way the system is supposed to be working. The qualifying for food stamps, I have no problem with that. I look at it and say, you know something? I have to have a background check to go and get a mortgage originator's license. I have to have a background check. Heck, my son went and had to have a background check to go to work for a local grocery store. Yet to get food stamps from the taxpayer, no background check, no checking to see if you're going and applying for jobs. Listen to an interesting article the other day. Dennis Miller came up and said, well, nowadays we've got about half the country is paying taxes and about half the country is not paying taxes. So let's change the system around. Let's set this up on a one-on-one basis. So the half that does not pay taxes has to go and meet with the half that does. And hey, if you're not going out and applying for a job and you're not going out and trying to work and you're not trying to be a productive citizen and you have the ability, it's not like you are disabled, you don't get your check. Think that would cut people down from staying on the government dime for as long as they're staying on there? I think it's an interesting concept. I know it'll never work. It'll never be approved. But the concept just makes a lot of sense to me, where you have to start getting some qualification. And President Clinton had the Medicare reform, I believe it was, yet President Obama really didn't like it, so he decided that anybody that wants it, anybody that can fog a mirror, kind of like, remember 2008, 2007, 2006, when we had the mortgage industry and the real estate crisis? If you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan to buy a house. Well, now it's similar the same way if you look at it, and it's a big Ponzi scheme, really, isn't it? The government, if you can fog a mirror, you can get food stamps. You can get Medicare. If you really need it, then they really put you through the ringers to try and figure out how they can stop you from getting it. I can tell you many, many cases firsthand that I have seen where the people that really need it, they get chastised over it. The people who don't need it, they figure out the ways of gaming the system, and it's a whole different world. Unbelievable. Talking about different world, we talked about this a little bit last week. Al Gore, yeah, he's got the house that uses 21 times more carbon footprint than the average American. Well, his movie came out. It's called An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. Came out 2 weeks ago, earned only a little bit over $1 million is all that it's done.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, I think that there might be a little problem with Mr. Gore and his – maybe he's kind of run the gamut on his climate change propaganda. Now, is there a question that the climate is changing? I don't think there's a lot of question about that. The question that comes, as mere mortals, do we have a way of changing that? Or is it us? Or has the climate been changing for the last couple million or billion years? I don't know, however you believe. But has the climate been changing all that time? Just a thought. More about killing the rich. Unbelievable. Talk about this one.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
The loser mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, proposing a tax on the wealthy to pay for repairs to the city's deteriorating subway system. Maybe if he stopped wasting so much money, maybe if he wasn't going to Germany while there was a police officer wake in New York City, maybe they'd have some more money over there. They wouldn't have to worry about it. Think about this. De Blasio's idea is to raise the city income tax, not state, not federal, city income tax to 4.41% from 3.88%. Think about that concept. Now, they already have their sales tax. They already have their hotel tax. They have their transit tax. And now they want to increase the at a property tax. I'm sure they get a piece of that. And now they want to increase from almost a 4.5%. Wonder if California is going to be following this one as well, because, you know, Governor Brown, he's never seen a tax that he didn't like, kind of like the mayor of Anaheim, never seen a tax or a business-killing program that he didn't like. Just amazing how we continue going there. Talking about looking at what happened in 2008, passes the financial crisis record. American consumer credit rose to a fresh record of $3.86 trillion in June. Ooh. $3.86 trillion. Federal Reserve said Monday that overall consumer credit expanded by $12.4 billion in June. I'm doing a little better. May, it was an $18.3 billion increase. So I guess you can say that's a little bit better. But now we're at an all-time record high on U.S. debt. Amazing right there. We're going to talk about that. But we got a solution. I know that we can raise minimum wage. And I'm going to talk about what is Little Caesars doing to combat the minimum wage crisis. We'll talk about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Yeah, Little Caesars, they've got a solution for the minimum wage crisis. 93.9% of homes in the U.S. have positive equity. Is your mortgage tax deduction going away? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes
and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 7956, I'm sorry, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. 93.9% of the homes in the U.S. have positive equity. That's the newest report. Problem is, most people don't know they have the positive equity. 93.9%. What are the numbers in California? Well, we're going to get to that part of it. CoreLogic's latest equity report revealed that 91,000 residential properties regained equity in the first quarter of 2017. The outlook for 2017 remains positive, as well as an additional 600,000 properties will regain equity if home prices rise by another 5% this year. Study also revealed that roughly 63% of all homeowners have seen their equity increase since the first quarter of 2016. The average homeowner gained about $14,000 in equity in the between Q1 of 16, Q1 of 17. Remember now, that is a national number. That's not California. We'll see if we have the California numbers here in a second. Only 1.6% of the residential properties are near negative equity. 1.6% near negative equity. California, 95.8% of the homes have positive equity in California. 95.8% have positive equity. Significant equity is on the rise, too. Frank Martell, the president and CEO of CoreLogic, believes this is great news for the long-term health of the U.S. economy. He went on to say homeowner equity increased by $766 billion over the last year, the largest increase since the second quarter of 2014. The rising cushion of home equity is one of the main drivers of improved mortgage performance. Since home equity is the largest source of homeowner wealth, the increase in home equity also supports consumer balance sheet spending and the broader economy. Of the 93.9% of homeowners with positive equity in the U.S., 78.8% have significant equity, defined as more than 20%. This means that nearly 3 out of 4 homeowners with a mortgage could use the equity in their current home to purchase a new home now. The map below shows the percentage of homes with a mortgage in each state that have significant equity. And I posted this map, so you have it right there on our Facebook page. 85.6% of the homes in California have significant equity, 78.8% in the United States. The bottom line is, if you're one of the many homeowners who are unsure of how much equity you have in your home and are curious about your ability to move, let's chat. So you can text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. They are part of our real-time real estate group. But when you text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, you can find out what the properties are. If you go in there and set in the parameters of properties that you're thinking about, and then let us know. We'll go in there and we'll make a back-end change for you. So anytime a home in your neighborhood sells, you're going to get a text message with a link that's going to go to that property and give you the information as far as what it sold for. Now, you can use that as a nosy neighbor as one area. Many people like just to know what's going on. I call it the nosy neighbor, not a big issue. You know, a lot of nosy neighbors come and visit open houses as well. But you might also want to use that for the benefit of your family. Had a conversation yesterday with a lady just to talking about the benefits. Why are they moving? And this particular lady that I was chatting with, her appraisal came in a little bit lighter than what was anticipated, what the contract price was. And sometimes people get distraught over that. And I can understand that. Nobody wants to feel like they're getting taken advantage of. But when we were chatting about the whole issue, my comment was, why are you moving? Are you looking to sell? Is this a straight flip investment? Or is it something that you're looking at for the benefit of your family? Maybe you need more bedrooms. Maybe you need more bathrooms. Maybe you want to be in a different school district. There's a lot of different reasons why people will move. Yet, when you start looking at some of these things and you ask that question, why is it? Well, the next question comes up. Well, I wanted to be there for my family. I've been out shopping for 4 months trying to find a house. I finally found something that I think is right, and an appraiser said that it's not worth the amount of money that I think it's worth and that the seller feels that is willing to sell it for. So my comment was, why are you listening to the appraiser? The appraiser is only dealing with valuation for the benefit of the lender. They're not doing it for your benefit. They're not doing it for the seller's benefit. They're strictly looking at the valuation for the benefit of the lender or the lien or the secured party. So being that they were putting down a fairly decent amount of money, the issue did not have any bearing at all on the loan. The loan was able to continue just exactly as it was. Same loan amount, same interest rate, same costs, same payment. So the difference became, is it a 70% loan or a 73% loan? Does that really matter in the scheme of things? So we went on with the conversation with the lady, and she said, you know something? This is the house I want. This is what I want for my family. This is where I think is right. We're not looking at moving next year or the year after. We're probably going to stay here 10 or 15 years, maybe longer. Most people that come up with those answers, they basically say, well, I'm going to stay here forever. Well, how long did you stay in your last house? They didn't stay there forever either. But if they're deciding that they're going to stay 10 years, in Southern California, the worst mistake you make in real estate generally means, the worst mistake generally is going to mean you have to stay there maybe another 5 years. I had an accountant that told me that back in the 80s, and we ended up seeing the downturn in the late 80s. We saw the downturn in 2000, the real estate corrections. We saw 2007, 2008, and it always seems to be about the same thing. Right now, almost any property in Southern California is worth more than it was in 2007. I think we just talked about that, that right now, I mean, almost every property that there is has positive equity, right? So how could it have positive equity if it wasn't, if it hadn't recovered, right? 95.8% have positive equity. So we're back at or above where we were in 2007, 2008. That's the whole concept here. So this lady, when I chatted with her and we went through this conversation and we went through the thought process, we've talked about this many times. Harvard, Joint Center for Housing, basically says that in their surveys, 4 out of the top 5 reasons that people are buying a house is not financial. Yet we may let an appraiser I'm not saying anything about the appraiser. I'm not saying they do a good job or bad job. Generally, most of them do a good job, but they have to look backwards. They're not looking at how difficult it is to buy a house right now. They're not looking at the fact that this particular property had multiple offers. They're not looking at the fact that this particular buyer has made several offers and lost out. That's not their job. That's not what they do. So they're doing their job. They're doing it the right way. But their job is to look and say, what is the valuation of this property for the benefit of the lien holder, the lender on the situation? And then for the buyer and seller to make a decision. Now, maybe the sellers will concede a little bit in there. Maybe they'll be able to make it a decision whether they want to concede a little bit on the pricing. Or maybe they'll decide that, hey, you know something? I had multiple offers. I'm going to go back to somebody else. Now, if they do that, obviously, it's going to cost them a little bit of money, right? Because they're going to have to make, they're going to start all over. They're going to have to go out and put the property back on the market. They're going to have to make probably another 1 or 2 months worth of mortgage payments. So they have to make a business decision as the seller. What do we want to do? As the buyer, they make a business decision. Do they want to continue on with the purchase? And you just go from there. Part of that has to do with, and Lisa and I spoke about this yesterday, that's why you have to have a great real estate professional working with you, because they understand these issues. They understand how to make this work. They understand the options in there. They know how to go back and deal with, maybe there's some renegotiation, maybe there's some commentary that needs to take place there. All of these are issues that can be dealt with when you've got great counsel and you've got somebody with experience. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, is the Republican Party, the Republican tax program, targeting your mortgage interest deduction? We'll talk about it. Do you need to build credit while you're still in college? How to build credit without spending a boatload of money? And what is Little Caesars doing to deal with minimum wage? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part: own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only place I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval. Fast Pass loan approval. They're the ones that are going to let you checkbox J4 on the California Residential Purchase Agreement. No loan contingencies, because they've already gone through and done all the checks on those loan contingencies to make sure that they don't need any of that stuff going forward. So think about that concept. I don't know if you've dealt with it, but that's one of the big beauties of that Fast Pass loan approval. Think about that. You need to probably close an escrow in about 16, 17 days. When you're using the Fast Pass, that's a nice benefit for you to contemplate right there. Is the GOP looking to get rid of your mortgage interest deduction? Well, the answer to that is a very, very definite maybe. But the real question that should come about is, will it have any impact on you? Now, there's the likelihood of them going and getting this done is very, very slim. But regardless, it's probably not going to matter too much. Who is it that's going to benefit from the mortgage interest deduction and the mortgage tax break? Think about this one. That's a very interesting question, because everyone wants to think, well, anybody who owns a home benefits from the mortgage interest deduction. Well, that's not necessarily true, because one of the things in the Republican tax plan that's been floated out there is to double the standard deductions. That's how they're looking at getting to the postcard size tax return, where you can do your entire tax return on a postcard, not having to go through all these thousands of pages of documentation. Well, how does that work? Well, the only way you get a mortgage interest deduction is if you itemize your deductions on your 1040. Now, if they double the amount of the standard deduction, and you can say, okay, I'm not going to itemize anything, I'm just going to take the standard deduction because that's a bigger number, it's more beneficial for my family, well, then you're not really using that mortgage interest deduction. And that's really what the idea is in the Republican plan. Now, so who would really be affected by this most? Well, it's those that are the higher income earners. It's actually a real small window when you really think about it. It's going to be the higher income earners who are having more deductions than what their standard deduction is. So they're itemizing. That's where you're going to really have the biggest issue on this. But it's also going to only be those, because you've got to remember, even if you're a high income earner, you take a lot of deductions, you itemize. Interest right now, interest on the first $1 million of mortgage debt is typically deductible for dual filers. Now, I'm going to tell you, like I tell you all the time, I am not a tax expert. I am not a CPA. I'm not a lawyer. So you need to consult with your people individually. But for the most part, the moderate or middle class and upper middle class probably will not see any change at all in their taxes with or without the mortgage interest deduction in there, strictly because of this whole issue where it doesn't matter if they double your standard deductions, then you're getting a tax break without having to go. Now, who's going to disagree with that? Well, you probably hear the California Association of Realtors will not, or the National Association of Realtors has already come out against it, saying it's going to hurt home sales. Well, why? Explain that to me. Why will it hurt home sales? Because all it is a talking point. It's nothing legitimate. So it's not going to really have an effect there. You're buying your house because it's what's in the best interest of your family. We know that if you own your own home, your net worth is 45 times greater than if you rent a home. So that's not going to be the issue right there. Where is the difference? Yeah, we can't really find one, but that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Have you seen this, what Little Caesars? I've talked to you about this in the past. We've chatted about the whole concept here that that minimum wage, whenever you increase minimum wage, you're actually hurting the entry-level worker. That is the whole issue, hurting the entry-level worker. So why would that be the case with what's Little Caesars doing? Little Caesars came out and said just the same thing. We talked about this the other day with McDonald's, right? We're already seeing it executed very, very well, in my opinion, at Starbucks. I very rarely – I go to Starbucks usually 3, 4, 5 times a week, okay? Very rarely do I go to the cash register. I just put my drink order in the app that's on my phone, and then I go over to the end counter there and I pick it up. McDonald's has come up with the kiosks. Put your order into the kiosk, put your credit card in there, and there's no need for you to have a person standing at the cash register. Now, a lot of McDonald's, you see what, 4 or 5 people, 4 or 5 cash registers? Now they just put 4 or 5 kiosks in there, and it's all a do-it-yourself. You don't need the individual there. So they're cutting back on the labor dollars. Well, how do you do that with Little Caesars? Little Caesars taking it one step further. Little Caesars has come out, and they're going to actually put a, what do they call it, a pizza portal. So you can go online, order your pizza. They'll send you back a little note through your app saying your pizza is ready. It's going to be in portal 345 or whatever the number is. You walk into the store, and there's a warmer there. And you either put in a code that they give you or you put in a QR code, one of those little scanner barcodes. And that'll let you open up the portal, and you'll be able to pull your pizza right out. You'll have no communication with an individual at all, none. Think about that concept. Now, I know it's all about minimum wage, so instead of the $15 that people like Mayor Garcetti are looking for or they're doing up in Seattle, the minimum wage becomes zero. The job becomes zero. So you got a minimum wage of $15, but we don't want to hire anybody. That's where we're heading to. That's all of these different companies are racing for this kind of a solution because businesses will always outsmart government. That's the whole idea. Business people are there trying to figure out how to make to maximize profits. Now, if they had the opportunity, if it was cheaper for them to have people than to have the technology, to have these portals, to buy these tools, to buy these computers, to buy these kiosks, well, then they're going to start saying, okay, well, there's no reason for us to go to that type of a process. We start getting the labor cost up there where it's so high. They're going to start going the other way, and they're going to say, you know something? I don't want to deal with these issues. I can find a way around it. So then you start looking and saying, okay, what are the cities with the highest real minimum wage? Love looking at these different things. Federal minimum wage, $7.25 since 2009. In many states, it's the federal minimum wage that holds the day. Some states, California, and counties and cities have enacted their own laws establishing a higher minimum wage. So where you're living, let's take a look and see what we find in here. When we talk about the real minimum wage, we mean the minimum wage adjusted for the cost of living. A person making a minimum wage in an expensive city with a $10 minimum wage on the books might be worse off than a person in an affordable city with a $7.25 minimum wage on the books. To find the real minimum wage, we went and looked at Smart Asset, and they compiled data on the minimum wage in all 50 states and in the counties and cities that have their own minimum wage laws. Next, they pulled the city-level cost of living data from the Council for Community and Economic Research. That cost of living data came in the form of an index, with 100 being average cost of living. For example, a city with a below average cost of living would get a score under 100. Higher cost of living gets a score over 100. Each city had a cost of living index from them. They first took the city's statutory minimum wage. To find the statutory minimum wage, they used either the highest of the city, county, state, or federal minimum wage. So for a city in Georgia, which has a statutory minimum wage of $5.15, they use the $7.25 because the federal minimum wage supersedes the state minimum. For Seattle, with a minimum wage of $15, they used $15 and not the state wage of $11. using the formula statutory minimum wage divided by cost of living index divided by 100, they found each city's adjusted minimum wage, and finally, they ranked each city based on its adjusted minimum wage. The cities with the 10 highest are in the charts that I'm going to talk to you about. So let's look at it. Richmond, California, tops the list of cities with the highest real minimum wage. Kennewick, Washington was number two. Spokane, number three. Kalamazoo, Michigan. Yakima, Washington. Tacoma, Washington. Pueblo, Colorado. Pueblo, Colorado, I wonder why they have got such a high minimum wage over there. That one doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. In Pueblo, Colorado. Yeah, turn that thing off. We don't want to talk about what they're doing over there in Colorado. Tucson, Arizona came in there as well. And we look at number nine was Seattle, Washington. Number 10 was Phoenix. So that's where we're looking at for the highest real minimum wage. Lowest, Honolulu, Hawaii. Second, Arlington, Texas. Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia. Sunnyvale, California. Manchester, New Hampshire. Philadelphia. Madison, Wisconsin. Newark, Stamford, Charleston. That was the rounding out the list of the lowest real minimum wage. We get some little bit of minimum wage sagas for you right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, building credit and without spending a lot of money to do it. We'll talk about that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,500 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act 71 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Love chatting about the idea of credit reports and how they're all wrong. Just another one of those issues yesterday, somebody working on their credit on their own, going and using one of these sites. I forgot which it was. It was like a Credit Karma type site. But they didn't look closely enough at the site, and it comes up saying that they're using, they were getting their credit score. And there is always a big difference between a credit score and a FICO score. They are not the same thing. So make sure whenever you're looking at your scores at any of these online services, if you don't see the word FICO next to it, and it doesn't have the little emblem, the R in the circle, you're probably not getting a real FICO score, and it's probably not giving you the information that you need to make an educated decision. Probably what's happening when you're dealing with something like that is you're getting what I call a FACO score. And the only thing that score is good for is letting you know the trajectory of your score. So if you're following that from month to month and you see that your FACO score is going up, the likelihood is that your FICO score is going up. If your FACO score is going down, the likelihood is that your FICO score is going down. They kind of work in concert with each other, but they are not the same thing. So this individual is looking at their score, and they say, oh, I've got a 723, and I think it was a 690 and a 680. Wasn't FICO scores, and when they got their real scores, it was 630, 650, 660. And you can look at it, and it's too bad, because if you have that information early enough, you can start looking and saying, okay, why is it? What's happening? What's causing this to be the case? There's always different reasons why this happens. And you start looking at it and you say, okay, well, now I understand what the reason is for this happening. Now how do I correct it? That's the big issue. How do you get that corrected once it's going on there? Think about that concept. Is maybe there's a collection on there. Maybe the collection. And again, remember there's you hear all these different issues. I hear them every day all the time. Well, this was what's causing the problem on my score. How do you know that that's what's causing the problem? If you have a collection on there or a tax lien that's on your report, and it's an eight-year-old tax lien, the likelihood is it is not affecting your score in a very, very significant way. Probably just isn't. Think about it. Why the credit reports are trying to predict the next 90 days. If you've been doing really well on your finances and you've been making your payments on time for the last 5 years and you've got a tax lien that was cleared up 7 or 8 years ago or 10 years ago, do you think that's having the major impact on your score, or do you think it could be something else? Probably something else, and that's where the issue comes in. Just wanted to share that one with you. So I see a lot of questions. When do you start working on building credit? And that's a great question for a lot of people. They don't know when. How do they help their kids to build credit? That's another one of those issues that we just don't always know that answer. The idea for helping your kids is as early as possible, as long as you can do it in a intelligent manner. What do I mean by an intelligent manner? You don't want to get them to the point where they're really hurting themselves, where they're over indebted or over in debt. So college students, that's a great time to start dealing with it. You want to build the history. Length of credit history is 1% of the credit score. Length of history, 15%. So if you can get a credit card now that has a very low, minimal, or no annual fee, and you just keep it forever, use it. Don't let it go idle. You know, buy a cup of coffee every month. Buy a tank of gas every month. See if you can keep getting that limit increased, but don't keep a large balance on there. Try keeping no balance on there. Building that history over time, that's going to help the credit score. Many landlords require good credit to even rent an apartment. So landlords use the credit scores. You might want to be starting early while your child's in college to get a good credit score so that when they're looking at that down the road, when they're looking at getting their own apartment, their own housing, they don't have to wait for go to mom and dad to get that done. They've already got that started. In most states, potential employers can check your credit report and even factored into whether or not to hire. Having a good credit report is an indicator that you're dependable. It can also be something that differentiates you from others. Now, I saw one individual that I knew of. His company would only reimburse expenses for their staff if the expense was put on an American Express card. So if you didn't have an American Express card, you could not work for this company. Well, that whole issue there was, they felt that that was their method of doing a background check, their method of doing a credit check and making a decision. If you didn't have they felt that American Express card meant that you were a good credit risk. Making student loan decisions, if you plan on potentially refinancing student loans, it'll be more difficult to do so without a good credit score. Think about that one. Some states, not all states, some states, use your credit score as part of the decision-making process on insurance. All different issues for you to think about. We'll continue this conversation in the weeks and days to come, because we want right now to ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.